You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Type of a thing, and then as I went to my high school and college classes, I learned about economics, found out we're not free as we're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And then when I heard about libertarians and Libertarian Party in the early 80s, I got involved with them as soon as I became a voter in 1989.
I can hear when the music comes on, that's an indication we got a commercial break coming on. Folks, stay tuned. This is the Tommy Choir with the substitute host, Larry B. Craft, today. We'll be having a program on today for 2 hours.
the Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Well, folks, we're back. This is the... And, well, folks, we're back again. And finally, and a little out of breath, but made it here. A little late, but made it here. Better late than never. This is Tom Cryer, and you are in the Live Free Zone. And we're going to discuss a few things today about Texas and about related matters, because there is some news going on this week. Right now, I'm down here gathering up and getting the latest of the gossip from the members of the Tax Honesty Movement and the Patriot Movement and the Constitutionalist enthusiasts, those who have the insight to see that we are in trouble. And as a matter of fact, my running late in getting back up here to my room so that I could come chat with you for a couple of hours this afternoon was because of an extended conversation with one John Stadtmiller of the Republic Broadcast Network. And so I think I get an excuse tab on this one, since I could blame it on him. But you've got a terrific conference going on down here at Dallas, Texas, that is being conducted by Freedom Law School out of Orange County, California. And these guys have got a great lineup of speakers. I spoke last night at the banquet. I had a good time talking to folks. We got a good turnout, a couple of hundred plus, maybe three. And they're in from all over the place. But they've got David Von Kleist with his guitar.
Joe Bannister is here. Bob Lawrence from Peoria, Illinois, who is going to be speaking tomorrow, is here. We've just got a great lineup of folks here, and we've got a good turnout, and I'm just having a blast. The problem that we've got this week is the occurrences in connection with some of these Liberty Dollar issues that the federal government is pulling. And now you can incidentally, you know, get on the program here with us today at 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And get on with us. Let us know what you think about some of this stuff that's been going on. Some of the things, not only with respect to that particular incident of the Liberty Dollar seizures and the, you know, seizure of silver, that you would think, you know, our government is not supposed to be doing things like that. Jackbooted theft, robbery, strong-arm robbery. After, I guess when they're wearing weapons, that makes it armed robbery, doesn't it? What's the crime here? Who's the victim? What's the deal? Money laundering is what I understand was on the search warrant, but I haven't seen that for myself, so I can't verify that. Anybody here knows anything about it, give us a call. And I'll be glad to hear and learn a little bit more about not only the incident, but some of the history behind this. I know that if we had Larry Vecraft on this afternoon, he would know about that sort of thing. But again, as you know, I'm pretty new to this community. I'm familiar with the Liberty Dollar, and I'm familiar with their objective to restore lawful money in order to save our economy and to save our way of life. But I don't pretend to be an expert on that. But if you've got a comment, question, something to roll out, if I can answer it, then maybe one of the listeners can answer it. So we'll kick that around. We also want to talk today about taxes, and we also have a lot of areas there that we can chew on. That's going to be a bit, I guess, general, because some of the stuff that we want to talk about, or I'd like to talk about, is what are we going to do? Now, you know, we've been talking about the problem with the IRS applying the tax to Americans that it doesn't apply to, and taxing money that is not income, and taxing our labor, which is our property. And I think that all of that is pretty much a foregone conclusion that we're right about those things. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? We really only have two choices. We've got a choice of either accepting our role as slaves, and it is slavery. Because if you and I enter into a business arrangement, and at the end of the week we count up our money, and I make the decision as to how that money gets split up, and you don't have a say in that, then I own that business, don't I? Well, if you work all week, and at the end of the week, I sit down and I decide how much of that pay for that work you're going to get to keep, and how much I'm going to take. I own your labor too, don't I? If I own your labor, isn't that just another way of saying slavery? So we could just sit back and say, okay, well, they're too big, we're too little, we're slaves now. We might as well just put the yoke on and continue to push and pull and toil for our masters and be grateful that they allow us to keep some of what we're earning. Now, that doesn't sound to me like a very good option. It certainly doesn't sound like something I would want to hand down to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren and our descendants and say, this is your future, this is your lot, because I made this decision to accept slavery. So, you know, what do we do with it? The second option is we can stand up and do something, and that presents a few more options, but really the first decision is going to be made, are we going to commit to do something? Now, one alternative that people are advocating is not a good alternative at all, and that is to get out here and start fighting with these folks. Believe me, and John and I were talking just a minute ago. John Statmiller, and both of us agreed that the government would like nothing better than for us to jump up and do something like that, to make us out to be the fanatics and the criminal element that they are pretending that we are, and just justify putting more of us in prison and more political prisoners. They would like nothing better than for us to play into their hand by doing that. So what do we do? Well, we got a caller on. Let's go on ahead and go to the phones. We've got some callers that we need to get to. And maybe they've got something to say about this most recent events. Maybe they've got an idea of what things and how we can do something without causing things to get worse. Todd in Kansas. How are you doing, sir?
Well, how you doing, Mr. Cryer?
I'm doing great. And yeah. Tom will work fine.
Okay, that sounds great. The Liberty thing, that's just totally criminal. It's a shame. I mean, talk about Nazi Stasi there. I just don't know what to say about that. Need more men. I had a question for you, though.
All right, sir.
My wife and I, we were kind of fooled into incorporating our business back in 2001 or 2, and we dissolved that in 2003. And today I just got certified mail from IRS on alleged deficiency from 2003. Now, what can I expect when I petition this, and what kind of resources or directions could you point me into research before, or would it be wise to even step into their tax court?
Well, you may have other alternatives, too. And what you need to see is an administrative tax attorney. Now, you're in Kansas, are you not?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kansas isn't too terribly far from Missouri. I just met a young man who is an administrative tax lawyer, Robert, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, Stinches or something like that. Very bright. He seems to be very alert. He is definitely in the know. He used to work with the federal tax court. I would suggest you give this gentleman a call. His name is Robert J. Stinches. I won't even try to spell it either. It's an odd name. But he's in St. Louis, Missouri. And his number, the office number, is 314-872-3988. An impressive young man. He's into administrative law. And that's an area that's so totally foreign to most trial lawyers. As a matter of fact, my comment, I had to dip into some administrative law in order to complete some research this week on exploring some possible solutions for people getting lock-in letters, letters that tell the employer you're going to withhold as single and zero on this guy, no matter what his W-4 says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to me theft. That's a levy.
Yeah.
And I've been exploring that, and I finally got down to the bottom and the last layer of skin, and yes, I think that there's something we can do about those. There's something that we can do to stop that, and uh-huh. make them pay for having done it. But my comment was starting out to be about administrative law. I put the word out to several people I know on the net that I'm looking for this, and this. In the administrative and regulation side, and does anybody know of anything on that? It's on the internal administrative procedures and whatnot of the Internal Revenue Service. I call that dipping into the bowl and picking something up and giving it to me. That's how trial lawyers think of administrative law. But give that fellow a number, and thanks for calling, Todd.
Thanks.
Great call.
All right.
We'll be right back. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back. We're back up and running here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We are talking about a hodgepodge today, mostly, I guess, kicking around some of the things that we're dealing with here at the and talking about mostly here at the Freedom Law School Conference in Dallas, Texas, where I'm getting to reune with a lot of great patriots. I'll tell you what, somebody was talking earlier. As a matter of fact, it was John Stettmiller was saying, you know, I've been in this movement for over 15 years. And this was his comment on the quality of people among the constitutionalist and the patriot movement to get back to a free country. He said, in 15 years, I've had a lot of business dealings, and I've had a lot of business with people in this community. I've never received a hot check. Now, that tells you something about the quality of the people who are also the quality of the citizen who would put their country, the benefits of the Constitution, and the freedom of their posterity ahead of their own personal interest. That's what I consider to be the American way of life. Every generation has to fight this war. Every generation has to preserve freedom and hand it off to the next, because one generation misses, and all of the rest of those generations from there on have lost. Now, let's go back to phones, and if you want to get on the program today, you have a comment, question, whatnot, jump on in here with us at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll kick the can around. That's what this program is so good at, because it works off of you. It's what you want to talk about today. It's what you want to kick around in ideas and questions that you have. So 1-800-313-9443 to join us here on the show. We've got Adam in Washington. Adam, how are we doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking my call this afternoon.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for calling in. Are you, you know, what you got on? You mind?
I've been looking at your website, truthattack.org. It's very interesting, and I've been working my way through the documents related to your case. And I'm interested in what happened before you got indicted. I assume, if I understand correctly, you decided to stop filing in 93 or 94, but it was not until 2000 that the IRS began investigating you beyond just sending you form letters. Is that right?
Basically, yes. Uh-huh. What had happened was in 94, actually, is whenever a friend of mine and I went to lunch, and he brought a friend of his along with him, and his friend started more or less, I guess he was tormenting me because, you know, lawyers catch that a lot. You know, everybody's tormenting lawyers all the time, and I'm not going to suggest that it's not warranted. Most of them deserve it. But he's taunting me with this notion that the income tax is voluntary, that we only file it because we are donating, in effect, that no law requires us to file and pay income taxes, and so purely on a voluntary basis. I didn't take that very seriously. As a matter of fact, I probably was a little bit laughed at him, probably. I'm just guessing, because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. But he certainly didn't receive much. He wasn't a receptive audience, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So the next time, a couple of weeks later, I'm having lunch with the same friend again, and he brings his friend, who this time he is coming loaded for bear. He's going to show me up. And he brings all this material, and he starts showing me all of these letters he's written, and that they haven't gotten favorable responses. They haven't gotten complete responses. And so that's whenever I said, and then I found out that my friend, who he was with, had decided to quit filing taxes. And I said, uh-oh, I'm going to have to do something about this. So I went into it, and I conducted some research. And it didn't take long for me to realize that this guy was right about that. And so I spent the next 2 years digging and studying, because it's not enough to know what it is. I wanted to know why. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they make everybody liable? And the reason came down to because they can't.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with jurisdiction. It has to do with the fact that the federal government is a very limited form of government. They could only cover those areas geographically where they have exclusive legislative authority. And out here in the states, the only thing that they can govern and tax are those things that the Constitution listed out that they can govern going on out here where you and I are.
Right. So now once you understood this to your own satisfaction and you stopped filing, you said earlier that arguing with the IRS is like arguing with a deaf person.
It is.
So when they send you the first, I assume the first thing they do is send you form letters.
No, actually, in my case, the first shot out of the back, it was some months after my wife died, because if they had done this before Carolyn died, I would not have fought with them, because I had to stay here to take care of her. I'd have probably folded my tents. But, well, hold on. We need to talk about this. It's a good question about what the real story is. Adam, let's carry you over till after this break. Then we'll move on to the next caller here in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept! Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we are talking to Adam in Washington, and I'm going to take it at Washington State. Is it, Adam?
Washington.
Washington State, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What had happened was they came at me with a letter saying, "You haven't filed tax returns, so-and-so and so-and-so, and we want the following information," and they attached a form which did not comply with the OMB. And I merely responded that your request doesn't comply with the OMB requirements of the PRA.
Now, were you even under an obligation to answer them at all, or could you just ignore them?
I could have ignored them, but I chose not to. That wasn't my purpose. My purpose was to challenge them. And basically, what I did was I said, all right, if you'll make your request in a lawful manner, I will answer it as required by law.
And if you had to do it again, would you do it the same way?
Yes, I would. And basically, I think that the second answer I had for them on that was that now I don't know of any tax liability I have. I don't know of any taxable income I've had during those years or any requirement to file a return for those years. But if you can show me where I do have any of those, I'll be happy to file those because I want to comply with the law. And I signed off. This angered her because I had questioned her authority.
This is the civil investigator.
So she summons my secretary with a, personally carried over to her house to come in for interrogation. That's a rational response to a conversation, isn't it? But it goes from get bad to worse, and we had a bunch of wrangling back and forth administratively over summonses and Sixth Amendment rights, right to be present when stuff is produced. And finally she called NCID. We met with CID. They asked for a meeting, advised me on my rights, told me I was a target of an investigation, and an attorney I brought in, George, the guy who got me in all this trouble in the first place, was with me, and I had him reiterate to them the fact that I didn't know of any, but if they could show me any obligation to file or pay, I'd be happy to comply. That's whenever the CID guy said, that's a frivolous argument. I hadn't made any arguments. I'd merely ask him, you know, where you have me down as obligated to pay anything? Where do you have any lawful authority to request this?
So if you know they're going to just say that anything you say is frivolous, what is the benefit of communicating with them at all?
Well, at this point, though, we were communicating with them to preserve my rights for the most part. And that was, for example, when they would issue a summons, they summoned my secretary, for example, and I demanded the right to be there to record the proceeding and the opportunity to cross-examine, because this was a process. In other words, it was going to result in a determination of liability. So I had a right under due process before they could determine any liability or make any ruling that to confront and cross-examine witnesses.
This was an administrative process?
And through the administrative process. And so the only thing I'm challenging them on is my constitutional rights and administrative, but I'm not arguing with them about the income tax law. I'm not giving them anything. They don't have any inkling as to what I think or what I know. Never tell the enemy how much you know. Never tell them, you know, you don't want them to know as much as you know. You certainly don't want them to know what you know and what you might do or might not do. So, and that's one of the mistakes I think that separates my case from some of the others, is because they were having to deal with me in the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had some other litigation, like a petition to quash was filed, and the agent violated the stay order, or the stay effect of the petition to quash, demanded that these banks turn over their records.
Can you describe that a little more detail?
He told him, he said, law or no law, I don't give a damn about the law. I want those records, and if you don't give them to me, there's going to be hell to pay. There'll be some shakeout from that, but there was the right time and the right place for everything. But again, I did not get out here and start trying to tell them, this is the law, and that is the law, and what you're saying is not backed up. All I'm saying is I'm sitting here shrugging my shoulders saying, I don't know of any taxable income I have or any requirement to file a return. But if you can show me, you know, come on, I'm wide open, you know. That's been our position, was merely to if you could just demonstrate to me that you have a right to either taxes or a return, I'll be more than happy to file the return just as quick as I can get it filled out. So that was a frivolous position. And then ultimately it deteriorated. Well, then at that particular point, then they spent 2 years or several years kind of dragging their feet. We had another meeting with the AUSA. They wanted to meet.
Are you in about 2002 now?
At about 2004 by now, when we were the assistant U.S. attorney wanted to meet. And so we did. And I reiterated, I said, look, you know, all I want to know is by what authority you expect that you're entitled to a return or to taxes. If you can just do that, I'll be happy to comply. And she tells me it's frivolous. And then we get to talking about, well, you want to settle this or not? I said, sure, I'm willing to compromise if you can show me where you have a legitimate interest that might be served. And she said, well, you know, how about one count of failure to file? I said, no. I said, you don't have to go criminal. If you don't have a dispute, why don't you file a suit? Just do this like adults. Sue me. and said, well, because, you know, by convicting you, it might make an example. I said, in other words, your interest is in having my head on a lance in order to frighten the peasants with. And she shrugged her shoulders and kind of nodded and said, well, yeah. And I said, that's not a legitimate interest. And I said, you could have my head on a lance, but it'll be after an ass kicking. And I said, frankly, I don't think you can take it, but I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to hand it to you. You'll have to take it. And, so that terminated that conversation. And then things drugged for a couple of years while they destroyed my practice. They went on a smear and fear campaign, scaring all my clients.
This is by going to your clients and asking them what all their payments to you were for?
Oh, no, they just bring one little old check. That's all they were trying to do was to get to the client. They bring one check and say, did you write this check to Mr. Cryer? What was it for? They even dug into my dry cleaning bill. So, you know, it's just one of those deals where they ruin you financially so that then you can't fight. Then they file the indictment. And their timing was about perfect because I was sitting here for the first time in my life actually thinking about, is it to the point where I don't have any choice? I've been through some tough times, but I've always refused to file bankruptcy. And is it down to where I don't have any choice? And that's when the indictments hit. And thank God for this community. Thank God for the tax honesty community and the patriots in the country, because if it hadn't been for them chipping in their $20, their $100, or their $10, I'd probably be in a cardboard box in downtown Shreveport trying to defend myself against a federal criminal indictment, and I would have probably had a completely different outcome to my trial. So, it has been a rough go, but it's been a great one too. But does that answer your question as to what led up to the indictment? And the fact is, the chief point is that I did not argue with them. I did not try to convince them.
But neither did you ignore them.
Because I'll tell you, a lot of the convictions I have seen in this area have been because the government was given, just handed, tons of material by the defendant saying, here, take this ammunition, and whenever we get to court, shoot me with it. Trying to convince them. You're not going to convince them that they're wrong. They're not going to listen to you. They're deaf. They're deaf.
You didn't just ignore them.
Go ahead.
You didn't just ignore them, though. You did answer their letters.
Oh, no, I didn't ignore them. But I didn't argue with them either. And I did not give them anything about what I thought, knew, believed, anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And then when they did realize what I did know and how much I knew, it was too late. It was too late for them to do anything about it.
Okay, I'm curious. Did they freeze your bank accounts at any time?
No, but they did. I've never been assessed for a penny. I don't have a single penny assessment on the books. I don't owe them a penny yet.
Because I understand in this Liberty Dollar case, they froze the Liberty Dollar's bank accounts.
Yeah, they're claiming that is evidence. They're claiming that's money that's subject to forfeiture. That's going to be the claim, and we'll just have to see how that shakes out. And I hope that they get some decent attorneys and that they really knock these guys, parts of them in the dirt.
Agreed.
Okay.
Okay, well thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. And let's jump over to Gary in Tennessee. How you doing, Gary?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
I've got a brother named Gary. You think maybe y'all are kin?
Well, I don't know. My daddy didn't get too far from the farm. I don't know if he had a fast horse or not.
Well, Tennessee and Louisiana would be quite a trip.
Hodge, but I think it's more like a bull pattern that's fresh and right out of the pasture, but I belong to a Yahoo group, and they do a lot of this legal discussions back and forth, and I find it quite interesting. But one of the emails I got a couple of days ago, damn it, I deleted it, but I'll resurrect it. I'll query the group and get a copy of it. But it had a blow-by-blow description of that Liberty Dollar incident, along with photocopies as attachments of all the legal work that went with it, you know, the warrant and what they was looking for and all this and that. They had a list on there of what they was looking for as long as your damn arm. And what they should have just put down there to make it short and simple was, we want everything but the kitchen sink. But I'll resurrect that and I'll send it to you. Can you give me your email address?
My email address is CryerLaw, that's CryerLaw, that's one word.
CryerLaw, one word.
CryerLaw, CryerLaw, at AOL.com.
That's simple enough.
That's simple enough. And, yeah, send it on to me. I'm curious to see what it is. But yeah. In the caption line, don't have a forward in there. Because I delete all forwards. Otherwise, I'd never make it through.
I think you'll find it quite interesting. This person that wrote this email was either probably a good friend of the person that got whacked, and it was a blow-by-blow, very detailed description of what happened and all the legal work or paperwork that went with it. And I think you might find it quite interesting.
I think I would, too.
Because
you know the two issues are tied together. The income tax issue works hand in glove with the funny money, the manipulation of the value of money. You know, we think that our property appreciates.
I did have to chuckle when you said you want to make sure you follow the law. Hell, we haven't had no law since Lincoln.
Well, there is to me.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but in reality, it's all statutes and codes and all this other corporate crap.
Statutes and codes are law. Matter of fact, in the federal system, that's the only law that really is. We have the Constitution, you have the statutes, and you know, the codes that are codified, and regulations to some extent are afforded the force and effect of law. Other than that, there is no law. And a lot of people, many, many lawyers, don't understand that the federal legal system is a civil system like we have here in Louisiana. All law comes from the legislature, not from the courts.
We've got our own law system that comes out the end of a 12-gauge.
Well, that's the kind of talk I've been hearing more of lately that just terrifies me to the point to where I'm spending 20 hours a day. I'm going to end up killing myself because of this, but doggone it. Every day I worry about that. And I believe that it's not too late. I believe that the system hasn't deteriorated. I know it's broken.
Oh, Ron
I know
Paul's,
it's not well.
Ron Paul's giving them hell, I'm telling you. He's got
but they're giving him hell. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. As much as we'd like to think that Ron Paul is making major inroads, and Ron's brother is right here in Dallas, and matter of fact, I'm going to meet with him as soon as this show is over. Wayne, Wayne Paul is here, and matter of fact, he and I are meeting back up this afternoon as soon as this broadcast is over. And I haven't seen him in a few months, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. An incredible man.
Ahead of the rest of the pack, let's say that. I was curious to know whether or not you think that if Giuliani got elected, he'd give his address of the union with a blonde wig and lipstick and a dress on, or he'd dress like a president.
You know, you've got a wry, cruel sense of humor. I like you, Gary.
I'm the number one man on the red list because my response to that email that circulated around the group was that the actions of those federal agencies involved was reprehensible, and wanted to make me puke.
Well.
And I said, it's getting real close to lock and load time.
Well, it isn't. Don't give up. No matter what you do, don't give up.
No, I ain't going to give up.
The system is ill, but it's not dead.
I won't snatch and rendition.
Well, Neil, let me just ask you this.
Selectively, of course.
Well, do you really believe that the that we could do as good a job as the Founding Fathers in writing that Constitution?
That really was a work of art. Could. I mean, that was most people were so smart back in those days. You know, I heard a lady who's got a PhD said that she doubted if she could pass the test required to go from grade school to high school and to graduate from high school. It was given back in the 1800s.
Have you seen one of those tests? We might not pass it either. But we're going into a break here, and Gary, it's a great call. Thanks a lot. And,
yeah, I'll get you a copy of that.
Thank you, sir, and I look forward to getting it. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. To be on the program with us today, you need only pick up the phone and call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We've opened it up pretty much today. Just about whatever you want to kick around, let's do it. We're doing that over here on the floor of this conference. They're doing a bang up job here. It's been great. Super people, just super people. Makes me proud to be an American again, because I see, as a lawyer, we only see problems people. We see problem and troubled people all over the place. People who got themselves, are too stupid to wear a hat half the time and got themselves in trouble. Or people who have made mistakes or tried to do something they shouldn't have done. But in this group, it's back 1950 all over again. I tell you, it's just fantastic. That makes me proud. The last caller, want to make a couple of quick points before we close this hour out, move into the next. Brought up a couple of interesting questions to kick around. First off, is whether it's too late, and it isn't too late. The system is sick. The system is not working right. It's broken, but that doesn't mean that it's gone. It's shot. We have to preserve the Constitution, because we can't do better than that ourselves. And the only way to do that is to preserve our constitutional system and to work within the system. By doing that, we assure that we have the credibility with the rest of the people to get them to accept our message. If we act wild-eyed and we act violent, we're then going to become totally discredited. And nobody else is going to be here to defend the Constitution. So whenever you hear talk like that, answer them. Let it know. Let people know. No, you can't do that. We cannot afford to lose the perfect system. It's not the system that is the problem. It's people that run it is the problem. Second thing he brought up was Rudy Giuliani or this or that person. Doesn't matter who gets to be elected president if it's not somebody from outside the inside. If it's somebody in the network, and that includes Republicans and Democrats, and I was a long, long time Republican hack. I was in politics thinking that was the way back to the Constitution, until I got far enough up into the system to realize that there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats. It's just an argument over who gets to drive the bus over the cliff. These people, no matter who is elected president, are being manipulated by forces that you and I don't see. And we can try to give them names. Some of us dream up names for them. Some of us just find a name and assign that to the control of these people. But it's going to have to be somebody like Ron Paul, somebody from outside the loop, somebody who isn't going to be governed to govern us accordingly. And so that's something that, if you can get behind Ron Paul and push, if you can figure out a way for him to get out of the margins and into the mainstream of news coverage, then by all means, that's what we need to do. But here we go into the break at the top of the hour. So give us a call, 1-800-313-9443.
With recent